Hello, my loves. I'm feeling all sorts of warm and cozy, just like I'm baking a cake. Baking a big old yummy cake.
Well, you are.
Welcome back to the Give Them Lala podcast. So venturing back into what we spoke about on the bonus episode, for those of you living under a rock, Give Them Lala does bonus episodes now that air every single Monday, and you get both the audio and video all in the same day. Don't even gotta wait.
Wow!
But I am expecting my second child.
Yay!
As we spoke about. We have mom back. Wow!
Why?
This was a big one, though. You had to be here.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I even hired someone to come here to help with Ocean.
We appreciate you, Lise. We know your time is valuable. So.
Thank you. You guys are so sweet. I love coming. I love the banter.
Yes. Yay. So I'm 14 weeks pregnant. I do not know the gender yet.
But we all have bets out.
Everyone has bets out. And some people are calling it her. Some people are calling it she.
State right now. What do you guys think? Let's get it on record.
I think it's a boy.
Okay.
What do you think, T?
Well, I don't know. I just called it a she not too long ago. So.
Okay.
But I'm wanting a boy.
I know. There's a
lot
of pressure.
You know what? I just want a healthy baby. I will be thrilled if it's a little girl.
Yeah, I just want a healthy baby. I mean, if it's a little girl, great.
But I just, in my gut, I feel like it's a boy.
This is what I told Stassi. I said to her, if it's a boy, I'm going to be so excited. It's going to be like a new experience. I'm going to be a little bit nervous because it's the unknown, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it's a girl, I will have a sigh of relief. Not because I don't want a boy, but because I know what to expect. I'm a Virgo. Mm.
Yes.
I like to know the drill,
right.
You know? And also, we cleaned out the office, and I have tons of bins full of, like, little baby crop tops for girls. And I'm like, oh!
But you have lots of
boys
Nikes
can wear-
for boys.
I was
boys.
Just about to say, maybe
I do.
You can wear them playing soccer.
And I also have a lot of sperm left over, so we can always go for round three, you know?
So what is your official
look at my mom. She's like, oh, no, let's just get through two.
Let's just get this one here.
Let's pop this one out first.
Do you have an official guess? Because you are, I don't know.
I'm thinking girl.
You're thinking girl.
Mm-hmm.
I will not be guessing, you guys, because I know the gender.
Yes,
mind
she
you,
does.
I know the gender. I'm the only one. I got the call a week ago or 2 weeks ago. And I have the best poker face. So,
yeah, so let's move on. Yeah. She's
well, and I almost
it.
Saw in
her notes.
Jess's notes yesterday.
Yeah, I have like a
had I had my glasses on?
You would have. Well, maybe
if she
not.
Would have had her eyeball. She never reads anything. Don't worry. You're good.
Yeah.
Let's move on. I really don't want to find out right now.
You're not going to find
out. No,
we're not. Okay.
So you have questions.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. So I'm going to start with, was there anything, and this is actually could be for all three of you. Was there anything that made you apprehensive about having a sperm donor?
For me, no.
For me,
I'm sitting on the sidelines, but for me, no.
My partner had no worries
driving.
At all. No, honestly, I didn't. There was nothing that was making me think that I didn't want to go this route. And then I went through the California Cryobank to secure this donor. And just any questions that I had, I think my biggest thing was making this baby's life as like normal as possible. Luckily, like I said in the bonus episode, we live in LA, right? So like you've got moms and dads that all look different, talk different, hit different. Like it's just very progressive. And I really enjoy that. Like I fit in here, my family
fits in
here. And
you have moms and dads and dads.
That's what I mean. Like we're just here spreading love to our kids, right? Doesn't matter. So for me, I'm really grateful that I live here. But the outside world, and we all know with social media, is very present, you know? Like, so I think my biggest things were like asking California Cryobank about other people who are like me, who have come in, they've chosen to be single parents. And like, no, I don't want to say the cons, but like what difficulties have they faced? And what questions have kids asked? Because you never know who you're going to get, right? Like Ocean truly does not give a damn. Does not give a damn. Some kids are very aloof. This kid could come into the world and be like, I have no questions at all. I'm just thrilled to be here.
Right.
Or I could have a kid that comes into the world. He's like, where's my dad? And then I'm like.
No. You point to everyone around you and say your dad is all these people.
You just say you've got a tribe, honey.
No, but like how like here's the one thing that
I'd say we
at.
Just do things a little differently. We're more of a pod, honey.
Right?
Yeah.
But like if you were to correct. If I were to be born and but like for you to go out of your way to do it this way, like for a child, I would be like, wow, I don't need a dad because she wanted me so bad she took this route.
Oh, I love that.
You know?
Yeah. Well, and I hope that, see, and that's what I hope that they focus on rather than like how selfish you didn't even think about me and what I may have needed. And then it's like a whole, you know?
Well, their needs will be met. I'm here for a father figure if they ever need that. You know, like every base is, you know, is
that
covered
male
on
figure.
This.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and
mm-hmm.
she's got Brandon. She's got, you know,
Drake. She's saying she. You keep saying she.
That is so interesting.
And the husbands.
I don't know. I think
what
it's a girl now. I don't
say?
Know.
Oh, I'm gonna choose the husbands.
I'm going to keep calling it a she, and then hopefully I'm proven wrong.
This is wild. This is new, you
that
guys.
That is weird is that new. You're calling it a she.
Why? I see something? Did I have
a
change of heart?
Very interesting.
But, well, whatever it is, I'm going to love this child no matter what.
I know.
It's going
and
to be a very loved child
as well.
We just
want to help the little bean.
Yeah.
That's all we care.
No, I don't care either way. And I know that sounds so corny, but I think any parent who has, you know, Ocean at 20 weeks, it was like, she's not growing. So, we're a little concerned. And literally after that, it was like, please just come to the world
healthy.
After that, like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as you don't become a mass murderer, like, I don't care what you, just be a healthy person. Come out. Please. And we got that. So that's all I want to.
Yeah.
What were we talking about before?
We were talking about just apprehension, if you guys had any, and it sounds like no.
I know it doesn't seem like I am a woman of God and prayer based on the podcast, but I prayed a lot about this and it just always felt right. And I trust my gut and I never got a pit in my stomach and it never felt like I never felt uneasy. So,
and she has a friend that's doing the same process.
Well, that's wild. So Ariana's friend Meredith, who also has a podcast, she and I have gotten very, very close. And Ariana didn't tell me much about Meredith, but come to find out, she is using her friend to be the donor. And her mom is going to help her raise the baby because she also is just in a similar place that I am in life where it's like,
and
I
she's
don't-
moving from another state. Her mom is selling her houses.
Selling everything. She's in the midst of selling her homes and all the things to move to California. So as much as I want, it's definitely not a super common thing, but there are more and
more
women
than we think.
Well, that's true. But also California Cryobank said women in your position, there's about 10%, which is not a huge number, but I mean, most, I want to say at least half of women out there are single parents. Our single moms.
Well, and you have a lot of friends that are freezing their eggs because they haven't found a significant other.
Well, a lot of my friends who are freezing their eggs, by the way, are like, I feel like you've kind of got it figured out. I'm like, I have the recipe and it hits, tastes great. Like, I do have it figured out.
Right. Yeah. Can we should mention, too, that percentage might also be based on, which I know you've said so many times, that's why I'm mentioning it here, it is it's a privilege to be able to do the process, you know?
And I'm really happy that you brought that up because it definitely is a privilege to go and get a donor.
Mm-hmm.
And there are levels, and I'm going to have someone from the California Cryobank come onto the podcast.
I'm so excited.
I'm really excited, too, to actually break it down and talk about how it works. I've realized that just like conceiving a baby, whether you get a donor or have a husband or whatever it may be, is actually a privilege and a luxury. Because it is, when I walked into the fertility clinic, because my OB was like, I'd much rather have you go through a fertility specialist. Those rooms were packed with men and women, you know, obviously struggling to get pregnant. So you do.
Well, your dear friend.
That was a tough one for me. One of my dearest friends who deserves to be a mom more than anything, who has a beautiful marriage, has a beautiful relationship with her stepkids. She's, when you think about like what a mom looks like.
And what
it
she's
is her.
Always wanted.
And what she's always wanted, right? And me going into the process of IUI, which she has also been doing, but she's struggling getting pregnant. and I come out of it one session in. And I was talking to her mom, and she was like, have you told her? And I was like, I don't know that I want to tell her yet.
Because you feel, which is not, I'm just trying to put words to
this. She was
so
happy for me, by the way.
Of course. But did you feel any sort of, I don't know if guilt would be the word, but like a sadness, a guilt of like, why me?
Yeah, I feel that way a lot. It's okay. Like I had no problem getting pregnant with Ocean, and then look at what my life turned into, and here my best friend has like the perfect everything for a baby to be in. Mm-hmm. Like a healthy marriage that her parents would be in or his parents would be in. My life is like so freaking weird and beyond the norm, and it's like, here's babies so easily. Mm-hmm. I'm thankful, but I'm like, I don't understand.
But it was bittersweet telling her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so too. It wasn't the funnest part of telling people. She's my best friend, but I really didn't want, it was like, I didn't want to tell. Are you crying?
Yeah. Oh.
She deserves one.
She does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But like you said, she was so happy for you. And from what I know of her, I know that's genuine. You know, she's probably overjoyed, and she's on her own personal journey. You're on yours, and I'm happy you two still get to share that with each other.
And yeah. Her mom is like my dearest friend.
Yeah.
And she's like always making Ocean, she and her mom, like the most amazing, like she's just beyond talented.
Well, her mom like, is like Ocean's second grandma.
Yeah. Nana mm-hmm. Kay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and they're coming out for Ocean's birthday. So, yes, I have learned that getting a donor is a very huge luxury. Getting pregnant and having a child in general has become a luxury. And it is a privilege, and I do not take it for granted.
Well, I know you don't. And it's beautiful to hear you guys talk about it. And it's been beautiful to hear you talk about it since then. And just since you touched on it, this was one of my questions. But so I know that we're going to have someone from the California Cryobank on down the road a little bit. We teased in the bonus episode that you guys will see sort of some donor stuff on Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
And so that will be the California Cryobank episode will be a bonus episode where you guys can write in all your questions after the episode airs. So this
it'll be in a few weeks. And yeah. I've had people from Bravo and even just our production team sending me messages being like, we've already seen the episode. I have not.
Yeah.
And they say that it's like really sweet, really funny, really fun, and just like a very well-rounded thing. I just
but it was fun to do.
It was,
you know,
so
it
much
was so fun.
I'm
it
really
was
excited for you guys to see like how I made this experience and choosing to go the route of a sperm donor very personal to me and the people around me. Because you know, it is different than how I conceived Ocean and how most people conceive. And so I wanted to bring as much love into the process as I possibly could.
And it shows. And I'm so excited for everyone to see it. With that being said, really quickly, just in case people are curious, before you went through this journey, my thought was, I was completely uneducated. So my thought was, huh. So she'll meet with the California Cryobank once, and then she'll have an appointment. The next time, there will be a wall of people. She'll go this one. She'll get inseminated the day of. So how does, like a quick, I know we'll have someone on to go into detail, but a quick step-by-step, how does the process work? You decide, and then sort of, how many appointments? Are there like 30 appointments? Does it take 5 months? Does it take a week?
Well, with the California Cryobank, I called them. Mm-hmm. They walked me through the process. We set up my profile to where I could then access donors. And again, there's levels. So they'll talk. I want the actual, like,
professional
to come in and talk about it. But I remember just knowing, like, I found my donor. And it's so interesting because, and I'm not going to use his name or who introduced me to this person, but I had a friend who had her eggs frozen by this doctor.
Yes.
And when this doctor thought he was going to be on Vanderpump Rules, he wanted me to call him directly. He was a fertility specialist. When that was no longer a possibility, we were done filming. I texted him directly, as he told me to, back when we were filming. Mm-hmm. And just saying, like, I've secured my donor and I'd like to come in and start the process of testing and getting you in contact with the California Cryobank. And he said, please call my office directly and speak with my receptionist. And I knew right then, I was like, you're not my doctor. You're like one of those doctors. You wanted to be on TV. And like, I don't roll that way. This is my Vanderpump Rules is very much real. But this is like my real life, that when cameras go down, like, you and I are going to be dealing with each other. So like, I'm good on you.
Mm-hmm.
I asked a couple people who I knew had used surrogates, and they directed me to this doctor who is so incredible. I don't know if he wants to be out there, so I'm not going to say his name, but he was so fantastic, you guys. I was obsessed with him. And just the way that he spoke to you, he was calm but matter of fact, and he had already dealt with California Cryobank, which the other doctor, California Cryobank, was like, I don't know who that is. Mm-hmm. So I liked that they had dealt with each other before.
It was really smooth.
It was
the whole process was so smooth.
Smooth.
Good.
So once I had the donor on lock, then it was just me dealing with the fertility specialist.
Okay.
And the reason I went to the fertility specialist was they really want to track you because they know that there's only a certain amount of vials that you have. And they said it could take between 5 and 7 times to actually get a positive test. Mm-hmm. So we got very, very lucky that it was the first try. But there was a lot of testing that was involved. I didn't have to do any shots. So again, I did IUI. I did not do IVF. There was no freezing of the eggs, creating embryos. It was basically, and I know it sounds abrupt, it was like scientific sex. It was legs open and a syringe with like this tube that goes in.
Are
like
you awake?
A big old turkey baster.
Yeah.
Are you awake?
You're awake.
You're awake. Do you feel it?
Nothing.
You don't feel. Do you, I'm going to ask this question because this is one of the first.
What?
Do you sit there and let it soak?
Yes. They put a timer on for 10 minutes.
Okay. And you lay down.
Yeah. And they
said. You don't
said,
legs up or anything
no, they
to
hang
make
you
sure
from
it.
Your feet.
You don't like.
No, I just like laid there and they were like, no working out today. And I was like, that won't be a problem. You don't need to twist my arm to not work out.
A couple months from
is
that.
Is there, you know how sometimes you have sex and someone will come inside of you, there's a little dripping afterwards. Was there any of that?
Yes. Yep.
Really?
Yep.
So semen dripping out of your vagina. Wild. No, this is like,
that's why I say it was like scientific sex.
Oh my
was
gosh.
Was Lisa in the room?
Yes, she was in the room.
For the procedure, I was.
Wow. I pass out with stuff like that. It was less of like be in the room with me. It was more of like, I could die. I could seize.
And I loved when we went.
I did seize when I had Ocean. They put the needle in my arm and I literally, yes. And we flew my mom out because it was traumatizing.
Oh my God.
So yes, my mom was going to be in the room. When they showed me what was going to be inside, I was like, now I've taken some dick. But like, this is very long and very skinny.
Show us the size. Show us the size. No, you're lying.
Are you talking about the syringe?
Well, the syringe was like that, but then it goes in the tube. It's like that.
So we're saying like 10 inches.
And like a needle dick.
Wait, was it?
No, I'm sick.
Is it like a floppy? Or,
a little floppy.
Yeah.
Does it? So
yeah,
it like goes it up was, and it snakes
yeah, it was
in.
Not a stiff tube.
Yeah, but my mom was not in the vaginal area.
No.
My mom was
no,
up.
No, I was up in the
I
head.
Thought you were guiding the tube.
So, no. But didn't he have the ultrasound on when he was doing it?
Well, the reason he did that was because they wanted to see if the follicle was open. And he saw like this follicle is open. You're gonna be ovulating today. So here we go, and like let him swim away.
So it's like a not solid, 10 to 12 inch skinny dick. Sounds like the worst lay of my life, to be quite honest.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look, and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Question. Do you have a name, whether it's a boy or a girl? Do you have a name? Did you have this name picked out forever ago? Is it always changing? I know people always want to love, or people always want to know if you have a name picked out.
I have one for a boy and one for a girl. Yes.
And you're set on him?
I'm pretty set on them.
Yeah. How do you feel about him?
I love him.
How about you, Easton?
I really love him.
Okay.
Yeah. The girl name is a little bit different.
Okay.
Very different.
Okay.
I would say the boy name It's different, cool and swaggy.
I think they're both really cute names.
Yeah.
Okay, amazing. So we've got a name picked out, TBD.
And now we just need to see what the babe is.
Okay. For this one, what are you most excited about this pregnancy and maybe most nervous about or least excited about?
I think what I'm most excited about is that I've done a newborn before. Like, when you first have a newborn, you're like, how do I keep it alive? I got lucky with the breastfeeding, and by the way, it will be a travesty if a man does not enjoy these tiggled bitties while I'm pregnant.
Them windsock titties.
Do you want him to suck on them and suck out the milk?
Oh, sure, that's hot.
No.
That's way hot.
Guys love that, by the way, because it's got like a lot of vitamins in it. I've heard that, right? Lisa's like,
I'm at a loss. I haven't heard that.
Well, you want to know what's weird?
I know it has a lot of vitamins and
it's really good for zits too.
Yes.
You put it on.
Yeah, I'm ready for the milk to come in because I'm having hormonal breakouts and I'm like, I really need some breast milk for this for this acne.
So the milk isn't in. That's a
no, but
at what week do you start juicing?
Yeah. I don't know. What was it with Ocean?
Well,
January.
You get what is
January
colostrum.
I leaked. Colostrum. Because I remember.
And that's really
that's
good for
so
the baby.
Good for.
And, we were in Miami, remember? And I busted into your room and I had these like leaking tits and I was like,
the thing that you were so lucky about is you had so much milk, where me, I had very little milk when I had both these kids.
You did? Oh. So did my mom.
Yeah. And I had a little bit of postpartum depression and a whole nother.
I'm eating my placenta again 112%.
Yes. Amazing. We have to reach out to that company.
Yes. Put it in a encapsulated or whatever. And yes, I'm doing that. But also, I've heard people who had pandemic babies like I did, they breastfed and they were like, totally different experience as a working parent, just so you know. Like, don't feel bad. Because they're like, how long did you breastfeed Ocean? I was like, we were pushing into 9 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a long time.
Don't feel bad if it's not the same with this one. And I'm like, all right, that's fine.
So then,
I'd like to know if Taylor Swift was breastfed.
Why?
Because she's a star. So if she was breastfed, how long? Because I'm doing that.
Were you breastfed?
That could completely kill my theory.
Well, you said you didn't have a lot of
breast milk. I alternated with formula for 6 months. I didn't have a lot of milk.
So then, no.
And 6 weeks
I'm talking
with Easton.
I'm talking about
6 weeks.
Real breastfed
I didn't have.
Down home
no
breastfed.
Holy shit. Everything was answered with that.
Cornbread, titty fed.
I tried to pound the whole nine years.
Well, you needed to toothpaste it. Squeeze from the base.
Cornbread and titty fed.
Cornbread and titty fed. Okay, but did you even say you're most excited and most nervous? About
the most excited I am
titties.
For it is that... titties.
The big old titties.
No, but that I'm not going to be as nervous.
Okay.
Because I've done it.
Right.
You know, like you feel like you're going to bust this newborn in half.
Right.
You're like, how does anyone keep one not broken in half?
Now, whatever.
That's going to be really, really cool to be like, I just flopping it around because I'm going to know. Not really. I won't flop it around, but I'll be less nervous. What I'm hella nervous for is the two kids, because everyone I ask, when I see someone who has a kid Ocean's age and they're like, yeah, and then I have a 9-month and I'm like, be honest, what's it like? And then I tell this random person that I'm also pregnant and hope that they don't care about who I am and leak it to someone.
Is it the one is fun, two is 20 or
no,
whatever?
Can I tell you?
What?
Every mother, because they're usually like millennials like me, they go, two kids is no fucking joke. Every time, two kids is no fucking joke. That's what they always say to me. And I immediately look down at my stomach and go, great. By the way, I already have the night nurse on deck.
Amazing.
I know. Everyone, calm your horses.
Calm your horses.
Everyone
calm your tits.
Calm your tits. My co-parent is 63. If you think we had to get here to the studio, we had to be up at 6:15, rallying a 2-year-old and the 63-year-old mom.
Which one was harder?
The mom. Ocean was chilling. Burberry jacket on. Bun up.
Ready?
She's ready to go.
To go. Are we, is she in the vicinity? Are we able to get her on and see what she thinks
about
the baby?
She's in the vicinity, yeah.
That could be a good.
She's just burning Westwood One to the ground.
I have a question. What cravings do you have?
Oh, that's a good one.
Not a one.
Not one.
Actually, I lied. A lot of apple juice.
Really?
I love apple
Not
juice.
Not half and half.
I'm going to get you Martinelli's apple juice because that shit hits different.
Ooh, shout out Martinelli's.
It's my favorite one.
Martinelli's.
Martinelli, oh. You son of a bitch.
Martinelli!
That was so much
confidence.
Don't
throw some disrespect.
I looked right at the camera. Martinelli's!
How do you not know Martinelli's? I'm offended.
Oh. Oh my God, we're a mess. Oh. We're a mess.
I was looking down at my shoe.
Oh,
I thought I had
no.
I can't breathe. Mark Nelly. Please, please keep that in. I cannot. So having two would be the one thing that I'm like a little nervous about, but I think the night nurse is going to help tremendously.
Okay.
I will bring on, because you know, Lisa B helps a lot with Ocean, but I'll bring on another person to help with this babe.
Okay.
Because people think that I don't work and I just sit around and just podcast for an hour a day and then I go do whatever I want. But that's not the case.
I actually
She works her butt off.
She does.
We could always work like a little Ocean harder, but I think I need more help. And my mom needs more help. She can't take care of a 3-year-old, 3.5. By the time the baby comes, Ocean will be 3.5. And I've heard that
she'll be huge help.
I kind of timed it perfectly.
Yeah. Think how much help you were with me.
That's true. Little
like, I
mommy.
Think about all the time. Yeah. Like, all the, like, memories that I have, really, though, are, like, me and you just, like, hanging out in the playroom.
Do you think it was legal for mom to leave me to watch
no,
you when
no.
I was, like, 10? But we could be totally making that up.
That's a big sister!
Hi, baby.
Hi.
How's your morning?
We have questions for you, Ocean Ken. Hi, Goof.
Say hi, everyone.
Hi, Bubbas.
Okay.
Can you say hi?
Hi, Mommy, do you want to ask? Ocean, we want to know, are you excited for Mommy to have a baby? Can you tell us? Oh, she said, no.
What do you think Mom's having? Do you think it's a boy or a girl? You don't know.
It's early in the morning.
Aww.
It's not that early. It's 9.
Well, for us, it's early.
She's very excited, and she says that she wants a little brother.
A little brother?
A little brother.
You want
She's
going to
be a great big sister.
She is. Like, she'll go into the nursery, and she'll say, I got this out of the baby's womb.
Aww.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'm just talking. You don't need to worry about it, okay? I know you're tired.
That's sweet, babe. Okay. Well, okay.
She's a real star. Like, she's not just going to show up and be your show pony.
No.
Jessica.
She's not. She's going to make me work for it, and I appreciate that.
Well, she told me that I left her in the dock. Speaking of, can we talk about last night?
Yes, yeah, please.
Oh. What happened?
What?
Yeah.
You got left in the dark?
You guys, she is nocturnal, for sure.
Let's hear it.
No, it's wild, and I don't know how to get it to stop. I don't know what has happened where my child decides to take a nap at 4. Mm-hmm. And then we have a 6 o'clock wake up time. Mm-hmm. And now the night is shot. And I've been trying to like break her of this habit. Like I run her into the ground in the morning and she will not go down for a nap. So last night I get her all situated. I put her down for bed. She tells me she doesn't want a diaper. She wants big girl undies. And I said, okay, well, that means no Milky Bub. We stopped doing Milky Bub because of brushing the teeth and whatnot. And no Perrier Bub. Like you don't get a bub because you have big girl pants on. So I go to bed and all of a sudden I hear her chattering and I'm like, that can't, I'm making it up. Maybe like it's talking? On the TV. Oh, she's talking.
Okay.
And it's like midnight, you guys. Okay. So then it stops. I hear her again. So finally I go down to check on her and she's now in bed with my mom, Lisa snoring and she's watching Seinfeld.
Ocean's watching Seinfeld.
I left the TV on last night.
You what?
You're watching Seinfeld. I'm taking BTS.
She loves Seinfeld. She goes, Seinfeld makes me so happy.
It makes me happy too, baby.
But you guys, it was so cute because she got her stool. I brought a stool back from Utah.
My grandpa Bob carved it by hand.
Papa Bob.
Yeah, and so she carries it everywhere to use the stool where like
it's
to get in the kitchen cabinet, to get on my bed. So she had moved that in the middle of the night. But this morning I got up and she had like played with the Buddha on the coffee table and literally turned it around.
So she's just up all night. Did you go down there and say something to her?
Well, no? I didn't know she was rearranging the furniture at midnight. By the time I went down, she had tuckered herself out, gone in bed to watch Seinfeld. You know?
She moved my earrings off my bedside table into her bedroom. Like,
thief.
That's terrible. You are so silly.
Yeah,
you really are.
She's quite busy in the evening.
In the evening. I wish it was the evening. She's napping still in the evening. So if anybody has like some advice for me on how to get it, you're the funniest. You're so funny, cute and nice and smart. If anyone has advice, because at this point, I look at my mom and I go, I'm locking her in that room. I'm locking her in there. Because what else do you do?
Well, what else do you do? Because I'd get nervous. What if she climbs on something?
What?
She doesn't like her door shut at night. She wants you to leave it open. She has like these really cute lights on her bed. So it's not pitch black.
And Santa comes all day.
Yeah, because you're constantly being threatened. You're on the nice list?
Okay.
Because right now the only thing you have to do to get on the nice list is put your pajamas on, let me do your hair, and brush your teeth.
Easy.
You're a hoot. You're the coolest person I know.
You're the funniest and the
you're
coolest.
Silly.
Gigi and Ocean are two of the funniest people in the world.
Do you think I'm going to love the new baby as much as I love Ocean?
I was going to ask you that, Gigi. I think you will. Gigi, are you is the question.
Joe, are you joking? She talks about how she's going to ditch me in the new baby with Ocean.
I tease Lauren and say, oh, I don't know if Ocean and I can fit that in our schedule.
She goes, because me and O.
Yes, we will love this baby as much as we love Oshi Bug.
They will love and respect this baby. Yeah. No, and I'm looking at her going, you think Ocean's going to want to be anywhere near you at the mall when she knows her baby brother or sister is at home?
Ice cream with sprinkles always works.
That's very, very true.
Ice cream with sprinkles always works for me as well.
Lauren and I are different. She threatens Santa Claus is coming.
Yeah.
I bribe her and say, if you eat your dinner, you get ice cream with sprinkles.
That's what Gigi's are for.
And how does that work out for you, Lisa?
Because it's been doing great.
Really? Because I was watching you try and shove the food into her mouth last night. And finally you said, she's eaten enough.
You didn't eat, did you?
She ate pretty well.
No, she did eat.
I couldn't deal because I was sick. Mom, do you want to talk about the guy who Venmo'd you paid you $100 for the striptease?
This was a few weeks ago. I got this picture of this man in a military outfit in the men's bathroom. And I should look it up, what he said. So,
no, it was the picture and then $100 Apple Pay.
What was the picture? The military?
A picture of him, just like this, in his military outfit. And then my
mom.
Apple
paid $100.
And my mom
said. Was he hot?
He was good looking.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And he looked real tall.
Okay.
And so Lisa said,
okay, baby.
What's this for? And he said, for the dance.
And I don't even go, you guys. I'm thinking mess hall. They had a cha-cha, whatever.
Did he fall asleep during the dance?
I was going to say, if he Venmo'd you.
I'm like, oh, I redeemed myself in the dance department.
Wasn't her dancing.
$100, yeah.
No, it was clearly he went to a strip club and got a dance.
I got the wrong number.
What did you respond?
I asked him why he paid me $100.
No, but when he said for the dance.
And
he said, the dance.
Yeah, and I said, oh, it wasn't me. And he's...
No, he... And then he explained... As if maybe she didn't remember. So at that point, my mom's like, I'm going to donate the $100. So she donated it to a charity.
Okay.
Of course, a dog charity.
Of course. Can you hear us in it?
Oh, she's
got her headphones on. Well,
I get it.
This was a
yesterday.
Couple months ago.
Yeah.
Well, now the stripper's appeared. She wants her $100.
Oh, yes.
So the guy must have said, I sent it to this phone number.
Yeah. And then so she asked me if I got it. And I said, yeah, I did. And I said, I donated it to charity. And
she goes, yeah, I did. Oh, that's all Lisa said.
No, she said, I did.
I did. You were there.
I was there.
I did.
It was
savage.
It was savage.
I did. And then I said, donated it to charity.
Yes. The stripper, by the way, said LMFAO. Like, the stripper was being silly. And Lisa was so savage. She was like, did you get this $100 LMFAO? And Lisa said, I did. Nothing else. It was amazing.
Then she followed it up. Donated it to charity. And the girl writes back, sure.
Sure. She doesn't believe you.
Well, she doesn't know me very well.
Stupid.
You know what? Maybe we should take a podcast trip to the strip club and give $100.
Oh my.
Easton.
Now you're speaking my language.
The girl had an 801 number. Do you think what's that strip club in Utah? What's it called?
Can I text that girl?
Trails.
We have
Trails.
I used to go to Trails all the time.
Southern Exposure.
American Bush.
Yeah.
Are you lying to
but,
us?
Yeah, but it's not that great in Salt Lake because it's not full nudity.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
The next thing that I want to talk about is OMG.
What?
You guys, I went to Target the other night for nails because the Task Rabbiter was on a tight schedule and he did a lot. We talked about it.
Yeah.
He hung a lot of stuff. And so there were two pictures that I was like, don't worry about him hanging those, Mom, because I feel like you and I can take those. Mm-hmm. So we went to Target, and as we're walking past, because you know me, I cannot go to Target and not check out, like, the area where they have body wash, conditioner, lotion.
It's the best.
Native. Have you heard of Native?
They have deodorants. Yes, of course I've heard of Native.
Body
all
wash.
Natural, right?
Yeah. All natural. Fabulous product. You know what I see? They collaborated with Girl Scout cookies.
Stop!
Yeah.
Like, for scents.
For scents, like smell, not money.
Not Native cookies.
What?
Not Native cookies.
No.
Okay.
It is Native, and then you can get Samoa scent. You can get Thin Mint scent.
Done.
Which, how wild that producer John brought us all Girl Scout cookies, and then I pop up at Target and Native body wash scented with Girl Scout cookies. If you think I didn't buy one, you'd be dead wrong.
What scent?
Samoa.
Yes.
I was going to say.
Chocolate, coconut,
crazy,
done. Caramel.
And it
what
smells
what a crazy collaboration.
Bomb.
I never would have thought of that.
You guys, it smells so good.
I
Mind
might need
you,
the Thin Mint, though. I bet that one slaps
This
heavy.
Is not an ad, right?
No.
Do you guys think it's inappropriate to have sex while I'm pregnant?
I think it is a must. You have sex while you're pregnant, and I'm not even kidding you.
You just have to find a man. To have sex. Well, by the way, you've never in your life seen. Jessica has seen it.
What?
Men who are like so into sleeping with pregnant women. It's really funny.
It's a fetish.
It's almost like they're really in to like be the baby daddy.
If they're not actually the baby daddy.
No, Lala's so in. I'm not going to name the name right now, but yesterday Lisa, someone.
Hi. Welcome back, Lise. We just talked about Target and Native, the cookies. And oh the only gosh. Reason why I'm wondering if it's appropriate to and asking if it's appropriate to have sex while I'm pregnant.
Do you think it is?
Absolutely.
I think it's a must, Lala. I'm not kidding. And the men that I've seen that are so wildly, wildly attracted to you. Just yesterday, someone who we both know, I won't name it here, we all know, I was talking to him, telling a story, and he was distracted. And I was like, and then in the middle of my story, he goes, I cannot stop thinking about having sex with Lala while she's pregnant.
What the fuck?
And I was like, and he was like, I just want her to use my body.
Well, that's exactly what I would be doing. Because I've been pregnant before, and around the 5-6 month mark, no one and no corner is safe. Because literally, I remember being like, I could totally hump the side of that couch. Right now.
So you're like max horny, and men are max horny for you right now. It's wild.
This is such a fun conversation to have in front of my mom and my brother.
No, can I tell you
and
something?
My unborn baby.
Can I tell you something else?
Chair. Oh.
She, you know what? She could find a man tomorrow, and I'm telling you, she got a 3-page letter from a guy that sent it to our.
Okay, I don't think anyone thinks I'm hard up for men, you guys. Maybe they do. I don't know.
No, but. He was selling himself. Man.
Stop it. Was
like,
he?
Yeah, like
was he
and
a
mailed
good
it in the mail.
Was he a good sell?
I didn't read it.
Did you, Lisa?
I have it by my night. I'll read it. It's by my nightstand. I've been really busy.
Masturbating.
Yes.
No, she's
and
been
reading
busy.
An Ashley Flowers book.
No, she's been busy watching the stalkers that we have in our neighborhood is what she's
oh
been
yeah
doing.
Let's jump into that anyway. The only reason why I brought up if it's appropriate to have sex while pregnant is because this Native Samoa's scented soap smells so good that I feel like I need to lather myself in it and then be on top of a man
as you should be
so they can enjoy it. Anyway, moving on. Yesterday we're driving to my house, okay? Now, Los Angeles, just in general, is like a hot spot for burglaries. Now, I went to our neighborhood watch meeting, and I learned that a robbery is when someone, like, you feel a direct threat from someone.
Okay.
And they usually have a gun, don't they?
No, it could mean that's an armed robbery. A robbery means just someone has approached you and your space is being threatened, right?
Oh, okay.
Yes. A burglary is where someone breaks into your home, breaks into your car, whatever, and steals from you when you're not home. So, yes, there are armed robberies and robberies happening, but the biggest thing all over LA, does not matter where you live, is burglaries. And they're happening at noon. They're happening at 7:30 p.m. They're happening bright and early in the morning.
It just
birds
doesn't
are
matter.
Chirping.
Full on break-ins.
It does not matter. And they are going straight to the primary bedrooms, cleaning out the closets, and they're out within 5 to 7 minutes, right?
They're looking for designer bags and jewelry.
Correct. Yeah. So after the neighborhood watch meeting, we had 2 LAPD, and because of, you know, the defunding of the police, which I don't know if you're for or against. It doesn't matter. No matter what, LAPD is down over 1,000 officers and hundreds of dispatchers, right? So are they going to go and respond to your designer bags that have been stolen, or are they going to go to the person who is a gunshot wound victim?
Right.
Right? They've got to really narrow down what is the most important and most life-threatening. So they said it's our responsibility to keep a lookout on the neighborhood. And I don't think
neighborhood
watch. And I don't think they knew the neighborhood when I arrived. But in a roundabout way at this neighborhood watch, people were asking it, you know, the cop in a roundabout way, if someone breaks in, can I shoot them?
Yeah.
And in a roundabout way, the cop was talking about. So I said, What we're wondering is if someone breaks in, can we pop that fool?
You said that? Yes. In those words? Did yes. people laugh?
She used the word pop.
Okay, good. Because I don't know what kind of neighborhood you live in. It could have been like a horrified.
I think a lot of people, were
shocked.
Pop.
I think people were
shocked.
We
have the best neighbors,
the
though.
Best neighbors. Best. I got a few laughs. But then it was an uproar of, yeah, we want to know. Can we shoot him?
Oh, that's such a good feeling. Are you kidding?
And there is this 87-year-old woman who got broken into.
Okay.
And it was like midnight. She was home. And she said she flipped on the light and locked the door. And that must have scared them. But she didn't know. So the next day, she enrolled herself in
and the police
gun classes.
Came right over.
Police came right away because someone was home. Now, if you're home and someone's in your home, they're coming immediately.
Okay.
It's when you come
because
home and you
danger,
say the
yeah.
window's broken and my bags are all gone that it may take a little bit of time. I call right now and I say I'm home and someone just broke in. They're going to be there like that.
Right.
But she's talking to us. It's after the neighborhood watch meeting. And she goes, let me tell you something. I have a gun now. The next person who breaks in, I'm shooting them dead. No.
Is this a movie?
Joke.
But
you have to write a script about it.
No,
I'm not joking.
But
please.
You know what? You can
a TV
if you
show called Neighborhood Watch.
You have what? Every right to shoot.
Well, that's not true, though. In California, you can actually get arrested.
Well, these cops were actively talking to us about
you can
and
get,
you said if you feel threatened.
Yeah. If you feel threatened. If you feel threatened, yes. Keep in mind, y'all, I don't need this to be some political battle. This is
right.
just what happened at the Neighborhood Watch meeting. I'm not telling you all to go buy guns. That's not what
and
I'm saying.
And we're not telling people to shoot people.
And no. I'm not telling people. I'm just talking about a story that happened with a group of people where multiple burglaries
yes.
had happened in a short period of time.
But let's get
and
to,
the neighborhood's yeah. freaked out.
But let's
anyway,
get to our
I'm
experience.
Driving down. Well, we got 10 minutes. I'm going to get through it. I'm driving down our street. I see two cars. Keep in mind, they usually rent nice cars to
throw
steal from
off.
You.
Yeah.
We drive by. They're outside, smoking outside of their cars. No big
Mercedes.
Deal.
Mercedes.
Mercedes and a Honda. And I'm like, I don't like this. There's something, because like, what are you doing? I don't understand why you're just camped out here.
Well, and they were zeroed in on us.
They were honed in on us. So I said, you know what? I'm going to take a lap in the car and I'm going to drive back past because I want to see if there's license plates. Because the cop said, if there's no license plates on the cars, you need to call us immediately.
Oh.
I drive past, license plates on both the cars. So I flip back around and go back to my house. Now they're laser focused on me.
Okay.
Laser focused for a few minutes. I get out of the car. He's watching my every move along with her. She gets into his car. They take off, leave the Honda behind. Okay? So I'm now warning the neighborhood because, again, there's been burglaries. And I also call ADT. I said, because I pay for this service where I can just have them do laps. Yeah.
And this is an hour and a half they've been sitting there.
They've been there an hour and a half. By the time they jump in the car and leave, it was an hour and a half that I had been toying back and forth with what to do. So ADT makes a few laps. They pull back up like 10 minutes later in the Mercedes, and they're now closer to my house, and they're just sitting out there for, I want to say, another 10 minutes. Then they take off again. So I'm like, I want to see if they're like where they're going. So I do another lap, and they're parked around the corner just sitting there. So now I'm feeling like very, very threatened. It was almost like, have you guys seen Griselda?
No, not yet.
By the way, nothing happens in this story.
Okay.
Except for me turning into Griselda after she took a hit of the crack pipe.
Which was what, paranoid?
Beyond yeah. paranoid. Everyone is here to rob me, burglarize me, kill my dogs, and I'm not playing around.
Let me ask a question. So you're in your car. You don't get in your driveway and go into the house, right?
No, she does.
I'm out
watching
there.
Them. Is there a chance you are both neighborhood watching each other?
Absolutely
no.
not.
Okay.
No.
Because in the meantime.
Because that's what it
no.
feels
no.
like.
No. Because in the meantime, okay. I took our pit bulls on a walk because they needed their nightly walk.
Okay.
And walked by them. And they were laser focused on me. And then I took Lily because Lily needed her walk.
Sure.
And my neighbor, who's the president of the neighborhood watch.
Yes. Okay.
Joined me in the walk.
Mm. Because I warned her.
The president to her?
She is. She's badass.
Bravo. Yeah.
And we got license plates.
Yeah,
yes,
we did.
You did.
We did.
Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't love you walking alone with Lily.
My dogs. I would never let anybody.
Lily?
Oh, yeah, Lily.
Okay.
Someone threatens me, those dogs are...
Well, but Lily... Lily's more aggressive than the others
with strangers.
Will tear you up from head to toe.
Really? Oh, good.
Yeah. I'm actually a little bit more nervous about people coming in when Lily's there than the pits. Because now Lily's a crotchety old woman. You know?
And those are dangerous.
She does not have time.
But she's moving.
And if you mess around, like she's snarling. Yeah, it's very strange.
But even the pitties, like, really, the other day, the pool guy came.
The pool,
pitties wouldn't let them let him enter.
They were like, they did it in
Palm Springs too.
I did ask the cops. I said, is it a deterrent for people to break in if you have dogs? And he did say yes. He was like, most of the time, these people want easy access. They don't want anything to keep them from being in and out in less than 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. They don't want a confrontation.
And they don't want confrontation at all. Because if there is a confrontation and you actually get caught, I mean, you could serve like real prison time.
Yes.
You know, whereas if you just steal stuff, it's like a way lesser sentence. And because our jails are so crowded, it's like, we'll put you on probation. Don't do it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're just out here like living the dream again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Robbing people blind. Yeah. My neighbor found all her stuff on eBay.
Stop it.
They certainly
did. Did she buy it back?
They're working on some.
Well, I was about to say, usually, because you have, when you put it on, you have to create an account. So they'll find out who is selling the bag and hopefully trace it back to like a VPN or.
Well, you guys know our friend Kevin. This was on TMZ, so I can say it. Over Christmas got. Robbed.
That's what I'm telling you, because it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It does not matter where you live in LA right now. Like, you better be buttoned up.
Yeah. And the guy wore his Nike Air Force Ones out of the house. And so now we keep a lookout for any Nike guy with white Nikes to tell Kevin. Well,
that's going
to
be hard because every man and woman and even their dogs are in Nike. I think Ocean has a pair of Nike Air Force Ones. She's the suspect at large.
Same size feet as Kevin. Just kidding.
So just be aware. Be aware of your surroundings.
Be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah.
But I did, when I was peeking over the fence and everything, I was like, wow, this is what paranoia feels like. It's not that fun.
Leave it alone.
No, I wouldn't. They were moving and I'd be like, I need to check if they're here still. And I'd go out there in my flannel pajamas, hair a hot mess, just letting them know.
Marching out.
Yeah.
No, but you know what?
Hands on the hips.
The thieves,
they
are casing homes.
They are casing.
Because they knew in the neighborhood who was home, who wasn't.
Oh, they case.
In and out.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah,
keep
we
your
gotta
eyes
get
peeled.
Home.
And thank God for you guys.
We have somebody at the house right now.
We always do.
Oh, yeah. I don't leave. No, the house stays
filled,
stocked with people, dogs, and ADT security.
Cameras are everywhere. Let me tell you, there's nowhere you can be in that house where you're not going to be fully caught on camera.
I got really lucky that came with the house.
Yeah.
Anyway, you guys, what an interesting podcast. Talked about pregnancy, Griselda taking a hit of crack pipe.
Are we Aiken relieving or no?
Let's Aiken relief. Aiken Relief. Who's starting us off? Mom, do you want to do Aiken Relief?
I think Easton and I have the same relief in that Governor Cox of Utah signed into order no more kill shelters. They're all no kill shelters.
Yeah, statewide. There we go.
No kill shelter in Utah.
Governor Cox is a rock star.
Governor Cox is a rock star. And you know what? I really, really love when I see Utah making the first move even with the gay marriage sign off. We were one of the first states. So when people make fun of Utah, I can make fun of it because I'm from there.
Yeah.
Right. I can make fun of my brother because he's my brother.
Right.
But when other people do, I'm like, let me break something down for you. That place is the bomb. So I appreciate that being
your relief.
Yeah, they're all no kill. So
that's amazing.
Please applaud. Applaud.
We already did, but we'll do it again.
And my ache is
all the other shelters that haven't followed suit.
Yes. Yes, that is part of it. And the thieves everywhere that are
the thieves.
She says yes, homes. Yes, that is part of it.
You know what I say, Mom? We're like 50 Cent. I protect what I've got. I'm in the house with my blade.
Okay.
But really, just a lot of pit bulls.
Brah!
Brah!
You do have a blade, though.
I do. In my butcher's knife thing.
You have a machete.
Yeah, I do. I inherited a machete from my grandpa. Anyway.
How did I not get that?
Well, you're in line.
I love a good machete.
Oh, what? When she dies?
Okay, Justin, what's your eight, Easton?
Oh, mine is everybody else. Follow suit, shelters.
I agree.
Okay, I'm going to tie this back into the beginning of the episode. My ache and relief is the same. My relief is that I know the gender of Lala's baby. My ache is that the gender reveal can't come soon enough, but that's okay.
I'm so nervous.
I know.
My ache of the week is honestly just that I was nauseous again, and I haven't been nauseous really since I came out of my first trimester. That was a real buzzkill, and just like throwing up the in and out, that wasn't exactly ideal for the week. But whatever, we shook it off. My relief is that my TV is hung in my bedroom now. Yay. So I'm feeling very cozy.
Good.
I can watch Seinfeld before bed. Me and my womb really appreciate a good Seinfeld episode before we go to bed.
She'll say me and my womb, but not with child, you know? Me and my womb.
I'm with child way more.
Me and my unborn child really enjoy a nice chuckle before bed. You guys, thank you so much for listening to another...
Whoa.
Another episode of the Give Them Lala podcast. Remember, we have bonus episodes every Monday, audio and video drop the same day. And you can watch this video on YouTube for this episode on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Thank you. I love you. Happy hump day. Catch you next week.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.